Hey, this is Sam Walsh, and you're listening to Radio K, Real College Radio. Right now, I'm sitting in the studio with Jordan of Cheap Fantasy. First of all, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Just finished performing in our in-studio. It was great. We loved it. I've got some questions for you right now. So first off, where are you from, and what is it known for?
Oh, yeah. I'm from Iowa. I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, city of five seasons, also known as city of five smells. There's a Quaker Oats factory downtown. Whole city smells like cereal. Extremely bad. But there is Crunchberry Day.
Okay.
So when it's Crunchberry Day, it smells really good.
What is Crunchberry Day?
It's just when they're making crunchberries at the cereal factory, and it smells all fruity and nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And what's the fifth season?
Apparently it's Indian summer, but it's like, that's stupid and not and fake, honestly.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll have
Shout
to do some more.
Cedar Rapids.
I'll have to do some more research on the fifth season of Cedar Rapids.
Yes. Gross.
All right. What was the first show you ever attended? And I want to know both the band and the venue.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure I went to see Catch 22, which is a ska band. It's like fourth wave or whatever, the maximum wave ska, at Gabe's in Iowa City, Iowa.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Nice. How old were you when you saw
like
a ska band?
14, maybe?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. So, yeah, right. Back to your Iowa roots. That's funny. When you think of iconic Minnesota musicians or bands, who comes to mind? What's the one? Give me one name.
Will Statler, honestly, my friend, free music, most iconic guy that I know.
Can you tell me a little bit more about Will Statler? I don't recognize that name.
He is a close friend of mine. Really good at Mario Golf. He has several plants that he takes care of quite well. And
is he involved in the music industry?
Yes, he plays music under the name Free Music.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Is he putting out music now? Can we see him?
Yeah, you can. you can go to, what is the website? freetimewebpage.blogspot.com. Go check out that website, 10 out of 10 website.
Great.
Yeah.
Definitely will do. If you're listening right now, go check that out. Moving on, I'd love to talk a little bit about your visual aesthetics. And so if you're listening right now, obviously you can't see what Cheap Fantasy did in our studio. Would you like to tell them a little bit about your projection setup here?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I will say if you listen, you can hear the visuals because everyone knows that looks are half, if not more, of the sound.
I would definitely agree with you there. And I feel like you did a phenomenal job on it really encapsulating that. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, I don't know. It's like on your favorite album or whatever, like you can tell if the person's wearing sunglasses in the vocal booth when they did the track, you know, that he's like, you can hear that come through, which is partially why I do it. I mean, also because, you know, I'm just up there doing karaoke. So you got to have something to look at. Basically, the videos are all my friend Alex. Gave me a big roll of analog video feedback, and then I just ripped a bunch of stuff off YouTube and then slapped them together like the night before my first show, and there you have it. It's
really?
Got a little anime in there, got a little some basketball, a little Mario Kart clips.
A little like Outrun kind of esque, a little vaporwave esque. I loved it. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we've got, there's a couple people, a couple bands in Minneapolis doing this projection. They're doing something kind of similar. I think Good Doom is doing projecting.
Shouts out Tony, honestly.
Yeah. Right, though?
Guy.
Yeah.
So shouts out Rocket, dude. That's his nickname. If you see him, call him Rocket.
Okay.
Is that a call to action? Am I allowed to?
I think that's okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Nicknames will slide.
Okay.
But yeah,
good.
Definitely. Anytime, it's wonderful seeing any musical act that takes it to the next level, you know, beyond just audio. Visually,
nice.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. So Cheap Fantasy is a newer project, is it not? So I think it started in 2016, something like about last year, right?
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about how you started it?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So I was in that band Frankie Teardrop, rock and roll band, and got just sort of like burnt out on making rock music.
How long were you in Frankie Teardrop for?
don't even know. I think it was like 2.5 years.
Okay.
It wasn't that long, but...
was that right before you started Cheap Fantasy?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There was a small break in there, like a couple months before I put out the first Cheap Fantasy single. But yeah, I don't know. I just got tired of like the, just like whatever aggressiveness in rock. I wanted to make something like cleaner and more pristine or something. And I heard... I got really into Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen, and then I was like, I just want to make music like this. So
yeah, that's awesome. And now we're here.
Here we are.
Well, thank you for getting into Carly Rae Jepsen. I guess
no problem.
I don't think I've ever said that before. But.
Oh wow, it's incredible music. Yeah,
great. Yeah, awesome. Let's talk a little bit about the future. We've got the show coming up on November 17th. What can you tell me about that?
I just extremely exciting. A lot of my favorite musicians playing that show is Alpha and Jetty. I've seen Graveyard Club once. They seem really awesome. And then, yeah, Jeff and Pat in Finesse just making just really, really, really good pop music, you know, kind of, for lack of a better word, like 80s-leaning pop music. And, yeah, so they're putting out a single, a maxi single.
Mm-hmm.
I did a remix. I did, like, a dance remix of
that. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, I think there's two people that did separate remixes on that. So what is a maxi single for someone who didn't grow up in the 80s?
Yeah, well, I think it was, like, originally it was, like, a song would come out, like, on a 12-inch, like, on a record. And there'd be the song, and then there'd be maybe an extended dance mix, and then on the other side there's like a instrumental or, you know, things like that. And then I think they did it with CDs as well. So they're, you know, Finesse is doing a CD, but yeah, that used to be a thing before the web.
That's wonderful. Existed. Yeah, and that's on November 17th at the Ice House. It's a Friday night if you're listening right now. Does Cheap Fantasy have anything else on the docket before or after that?
No, nothing booked right now. I was on tour for probably 2 months this summer. So played a lot of shows and just kind of like back to the drawing board, writing some music. Probably going to turn this into like a real band. Sort of format with more live instruments. So that'll probably happen like next year.
That'll be exciting. Yeah. Something to look forward to. Yeah. Maybe a full length.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. Probably cool. At some point. I don't know. I might do like another EP first. I'm not sure.
Cool.
So we'll see.
Cool. Yeah. Well, definitely something to look forward to.
Thanks.
All right. Well, you just heard Cheap Fantasy live in our studio. You can check him out online or in real life this November 17th at the Ice House playing with Finesse. But for now, let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.